A David and Goliath story. The dull thud of Man-Beast's meaty fist sends my eyes whirring and my ears ringing. I snap around to face Man-Beast as church bells ring, as if to signify the final battle, Armageddon, a children's crusade, moreover, ending his tyrannical, iron-fisted rule. Why don't I start from the beginning? I used to live in Penn Hills. It was an interesting area, complete with your daily beating from Big Ty across the street, however, not an overall bad place to live for a scrawny guy like me. At the time, it was just my mother, my father, my brother, and I, living in a small house with a huge backyard. Perfect for long afternoons of tag, hide-and-seek, or wrestling with my brother. It was safe to say that life was pretty darn good. That was until the second grade. This may sound like I'm lying, but I swear on my life this has happened. I was walking home from school, minding my own business, and I hadn't eaten lunch that day on account of my losing the lunch money to a clever hole in my pocket. Some older kids, high schoolers probably, approached me and my friend. Todd asked if we were hungry. Being the naive kids we were at the time, we accepted the brownie they produced from their pack. That was obviously a bad decision. Unbeknownst to me, the brownie contained some sort of hallucinogenic drug that conveniently activated during dinner that night. My parents were obviously not pleased. The next month, a boy in my class named Khalil White decided that he despised me, so he brought a corncob holder into school and stabbed me in the butt. Upon my parents' discovery of the incident, they decided to move me to a private school, St. Bartholomew. I went through the typical hazing a new student goes through during my first couple of weeks at the new school, but none of that compared to the pain inflicted by none other than Corey, aka Man-Beast. Corey was in my third grade class and was that one kid with an anger problem. Normally I could have handled the situation, but Corey was an early bloomer, so to speak. By that, I mean 5'9" and 160 pounds. Every day, he would do something that made my day just a little harder. Whether it was pulling my pants down during class or punching me in the stomach after lunch, or even worse, stealing my lunch. Every day we had mass, and we were now headed back to class. That is when it happened. Corey clocked me in the back of the head with one heck of a punch. I decided I've had enough of him. I spun around and punched him square in the jaw. He looked dumbfounded at first, then just angry. Returning with a knee to my stomach, I realized I was in over my head, but it was too late now. We ended up trading blows for a good 2 minutes, keep in mind we were still walking back to class, until a teacher spotted the commotion and broke us up. We managed to walk away with only minor injuries, thankfully. I got off scot-free, however, Man-Beast had to serve 2 weeks of in-school suspension. I was proud of myself, to say the least.